Right, hello, it's Pope and Sean. It's start of February and we are sitting in a Volvo. Yes, there you go, thank you. In a hotel car park. It's now coming up to the back of 10 o'clock. And the reason we're in a hotel car park is because we've just been in said hotel, which is the Cali, for a workout, and I think we're both joining the Cali gym.
Yes, it's a splendid place. Everyone should try it at least once.
Indeed. And so thank you to them for the deal that they're doing us, which is great. So yeah, the reason we're doing this quick audio boost is just to say, to mark the fact really that we've done the first month.
We've survived
the first month, yeah.
We're still alive.
How do you feel?
A stone and 6 pounds lighter, thank you very much.
There you go. Worth doing just for that. I'm a little bit behind Sean in that regard. I'm over a stone lighter and back through the magical, mythical 20 stone barrier, which to anybody else will sound disgusting, but to anybody who's been above 20 stone is actually quite important.
I feel quite good, to be honest. I feel happy. I feel alert. I feel energised, and I've taken a lot of heart from the messages of support that have been coming through the website, through Twitter, and through the emails. I don't know about you.
Ah, brilliant. I mean, God knows I never thought anybody would give two rat's arses about what we've done. And here's, you know, not celebrating it, but we're really impressed with the fact so many people have been watching or listening to what we're doing.
Have you seen the page views this week? I've not looked.
25,000.
It's astonishing. So
it really is, actually. And
thank you all.
Yeah, seriously. And we're here for the journey. We're here for the duration. We'll do our best for everybody and for raising the cash for charities as well, which is something that we both want to do. And we thought we'd mark the fact that we've done the month by doing this and saying thank you.
What's been your highlight so far?
King Kenny Dalglish was brilliant. Actually, you know what? Joking aside, King Kenny Dalglish was great, but crossing the finishing line of that 5K was pretty good as well, wasn't it?
You're just saying that because you're a few seconds ahead of me.
Milliseconds. But the video's up there of you crossing it as well, and I took as much enjoyment in you crossing it as crossing it myself. Yeah, it was not a buffed your ending, just saying.
It was good fun, and I was surprised we actually managed it. I would never, given that it was kind of voices upon us so soon.
I mean, and the same thing with the first challenge about going up the Royal Mile. I was shitting myself about making that, and we did it, and done a 5K, and we've got plenty more plans to do other stuff, and so, you know.
It's been good.
Yeah, it has been good, and thank you for everybody for taking the time to follow what we've been doing, and we hope we don't let anybody down.
Yeah, and thanks to those who've not helped us in other ways as well. I mean, sort of Linda, the guys at QMU, trainer Paul has been fantastic.
Claire
Cardo, yeah, the producer extraordinaire, and just people who've been, on a day-to-day basis, just saying, hey, how's it going, guys? Well done, keep it up. On Facebook, on Twitter, on emails, just face to face, it's been to a degree humbling, actually.
And people that I've never met and I don't know and I'm never going to meet, sending a message or two, and it's frightening, the power of what the not so much what we're doing, but the message, the medium, how it can reach so many people around the world. And
when you've had messages from Australia,
Farfield, and to the guy in Australia, I hope you keep following. I hope you've battened down the hatches tonight, because it's blowing a gale here, but it's probably blowing a gale even worse where you are.
Yeah, but no, it's been fantastic. I'm glad we've got the first month done, because to be honest, as we were approaching the end, it felt like it was lasting forever. It was nice to slake my thirst with that first coffee.
Coffee, my arse. Your first gin is what you had.
Well, that's tonight, Jess. It was a nice sunblind tonic, though, darling.
So January's over. February's begun. We'll keep it cracking, and we'll try and crack on through these 10 stones throughout the year. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.